Hi everyone, Deidre Shen here from the Growth Boss Podcast. And today, well, guess what? I am going to take a seat, back seat a little bit because my husband, Ash, is going to be co-hosting this one with Bonna because she's going to be talking about all about why she hates husbands. But caveat, she loves men. She loves men, but she hates husbands. So if you want to find out why, then join us after this intro and we'll be back to why is it that Bonna hates husbands?
The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
Lucky he make great apple crumble. awesome. I love this. And guys, I'm actually gonna take a back seat in this episode because we are talking about something a little bit different today and a little bit maybe controversial. I don't know, it depends on who you are and your relationship, but Bonna and I were having a really, really interesting chat about the different people that you have in your lives and the role that they play in it, and what that might actually mean. Either really great things because it makes you a better person and it makes you do things that make you definitely a better person and makes them a better person, but also it can be an inhibitor sometimes because they might not understand why you're doing the things that you're doing, what you're doing it for. And this is hard. It's hard to be able to do the things that you want in life, to be able to achieve the things that you want in life for you and not for them when they don't fundamentally potentially support that.
Mm.
So I know that Bonna definitely has some thoughts. And to co-host with her, instead of me, I have invited my husband, my own husband, the other person in my life that could either, I don't know, like lift me up or shoot me down.
Tear you down.
Tear me down, yes. But the great thing is that he does make really awesome apple crumble. So that's kind of the reason
why. Amongst other things.
That's kind of the reason why I keep him around.
I will say apple crumble is not the main thing. It's anything that rhymes. So
Bonna, I might hand it over to you to get us going on this topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of an in-joke that, you know, I hate husbands. I don't. I love husbands. I love men. But I think where that comes from is, you know, definitely some of the conversations that we have and we have with our clients and how a lot of the time the partner, as you were just saying, can be an inhibitor. And for me, it's just an interesting study into why that is, right? Because a lot of the time we'll have, you know, because we work mainly with female entrepreneurs, like they'll want to be making a decision in their business. And it's going to be obviously a joint decision because there is a financial outlay, time investment that's required. And it becomes a conversation with their partner. And then some of the time it's an unsupportive partner that they have for many different reasons. And it always just got me really interested about that dynamic. And I thought, because obviously I know your dynamic very much so. And, you know, Ash is a very supportive partner, which is great. And he also bakes, which is even better.
Is the bonus. So yeah, yeah, support bonus. Plus ability to feed.
Baking mainly, but, you know, and support on the side, right? Because, yeah, it does, like with everything, I think, you know, every choice that you're making, including the people that you surround yourself, especially your intimate partner who, you know, is going to be such a big part of, and if they have a huge influence on decisions that you make or don't make, you know, for me, I just find that is a lot of the time, you know, I don't want to say like it's an inhibitor, but more so it really kind of like, you know, even just removes the opportunity to be able to make that decision, right? Because it kind of makes it impossible. So I know that you guys have been on this journey mutually, right, for a long time. So I'd love for you to just kind of, I guess, give your reflections on as you've grown up together, like literally because you've been together since high school, but grown more so from a business sense together, what that kind of support has looked like in terms of, you know, how you've supported Deidre in her entrepreneurial pursuits, being an entrepreneur yourself as well. I think that's the additional dynamic, right?
Yeah. So I think it kind of comes down to, I mean, the funny thing is that if you kind of flip it, in my eyes, again, I look at it and I'd go, well, look, you know, I want that level of support as well. You know, so I think all men, you know, aren't just going to make a decision and just back it and don't need any support around them. Now, again, that probably is the case in terms of sometimes how it, you know, just presents itself and what it looks like from the exterior. Or they can kind of go down that path. But I think just on our journey where we started, you know, so long ago, probably the initial kind of support was required on my side. You know, so when we started the Chalk Pod, it was myself trying to get out of the study and the grind that I was just bitterly unhappy doing. And so we basically, you know, undertook that together. It was definitely both of us kind of building this up and creating this new brand, but really with me driving it. That was what Deirdre had afforded me to kind of, again, not be scared to fail, and that it was okay just to put yourself out there. And like with all of these, I guess, you know, all the women that you're dealing with, you know, their businesses are growing. There's no pure success yet that they may have shown. And so potentially then the support's not coming because of that unknown. You know, well, why do you want to spend that money, or why do you want to spend that time if this isn't going to result in, you know, whatever outcome they're driving for, whatever outcome that also the husband or the partner is expecting, you know, their expectation. And I think that's the beauty of where we've landed, where I just think back to even now your journey with what you're doing is that sometimes Deirdre will tell me things that I'm like, I don't even understand what the next venture is, because you guys are operating at such a level week on week to go, hey, look, there's a new funnel, a new activity, a new idea. But it's just like, for me, it gets down to, okay, great, have a go.
Yeah.
You know, like I have some crazy ideas, and that's all I want. I just want to go, hey, I want to test this, because again, I believe in it. And I guess we've done enough that we know the model of when to pull the ripcord too. So, you know, and I think that also comes into it, that you have to trust then your partner gets when they're not going to just go down a blind path. And it's tough. But yeah, it's just, you're wanting them to kind of tease out, I guess, their thoughts, you know, and I think for me, it's, I know by doing that, it's built a lot of confidence personally, because, who knows, like when you're younger, you probably have a whole bunch of stuff swirling up, but everyone tells you to, you know, conform to whatever, you know, just get a job and stay in it and not kind of bring some of these things to life. And we've kind of now completely bucked that. And all we do is try and bring crazy ideas, I feel, sometimes to life. But with that comes a lot of confidence to just continue to do it, but then live your life in that way.
Yeah, that's such an important distinction, because at first I was thinking, you know, you want to focus on the process and not the outcome, which we talk about a lot, right? And I think it's so great when you just know that intuitively between and yeah, to your point, it's kind of like, I see that a lot as well. I was talking to a friend of mine who, you know, her husband was like, okay, great. You want to, you know, while you're on maternity leave, you've got this time to experiment. Here's some play money, but that's it. If you don't, you know, have an idea launched and broken even by this time, we'll pack this up away. It's kind of like, it's a bit condescending, you know, but let me not go on that rant. But that is very common, right? And you can kind of logically see that, where it's kind of like, okay, it's like you're treating it like a project. And you're very outcome focused, but that's not how business works, especially if you're trying to launch a proper, you know, brand and there is a journey involved in that. And to your point, it's more about going, okay, cool. So like, let's go on this process together, because I find the person that you're being on this quite attractive. You know, you're someone who is like having a go and learning, and I can learn from that. It's not just me being the supportive husband. It's me going, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's not something that I like. And even if you don't understand the technical things that they're doing, because it's in like women's fashion or something, or in your case, you know, just like coming up with all these strategic concepts for marketing, but it's really going, oh, okay, is this person pushing themselves beyond, and what can I get from that? And then more so, there is an outcome out of that, which is that confidence that you see in them, and then you get as well from being on that journey, right? So I think that's really what more partners, male or female or however you're partnered up, really need to look at this to say, when you're their ride or die, it's not just like you're giving them permission to do this because you have that power, but you really can see what you can get from it too. Right. And I think the second thing is, I remember this point in your journeys, like obviously we've been friends for a long time. And I think you were saying to me, Deirdre, like when we decided to go into this and move to New York, and Ash had said to you, it's your turn now. Right. And I thought that was the most touching thing, because a lot of men, and I'm sorry to the men listening and to make any, you know, I know there are people who don't think this way, but they don't, because they, like you say, when they make that, they, it's expected that the wife, right, in this case, will just accommodate. She'll do everything else as well as be supportive. And, you know, they're about, you know, like, you know, another friend of mine was saying that her husband's always like, oh, you know, like he helps make dreams happen, but he doesn't acknowledge what helps him help make dreams happen. It's like the work that she does. But when it's her turn almost, it's almost, it comes with all of these conditions to be like, as long as the kids are still have that time with you, and as long as, and it's not like, okay, how can we collectively make this happen?
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's a very, it is a gendered conversation, unfortunately, which is why I get riled up about it. But I think that's the important thing, where you kind of go, okay, well, I'm actually getting a heap of confidence out of, and my own development as a man, right? Independent of being the supportive husband, as a human being myself, I'm actually growing through this as well. And I think if more people thought about it that way, they would do this as a selfish pursuit and not just because they're a nice guy. Because that's the last thing I want is like someone going, oh, well, let me be the nice guy and support you. Like, no, like, you know, you're doing this because you're actually get to be partnered with this person and you get a ton of knowledge and confidence from that.
If you go into it, with that view, like truly being supportive in the sense of, like you said, not getting into the technicality of the how, but more excited by the why, again, the growth that your partner is exhibiting from it, or what they have learned. I think that's the beauty of it, because I think that's where we've both, I know, you know, through now all of our pursuits over across probably the last 10 years, that's what we've got probably the most out of everything. Like, you know, I think I'm assuming a lot of the conversations that you guys hear or the pursuit, the pushback is on money. Like, I think that's sadly the reality of it. And I think just thinking back to it, it's that idea of going, like, you know, those old gender norms and roles and breaking that down. And I think we were lucky because, you know, just one of those classic ones of like, yeah, you know, okay, the lady is going to be in the kitchen and doing the cooking. Whereas from day one, that was never the case. because I truly had that passion and wanted to do it, it was not about, well, whose role is this? It's just like, well, what are our strengths and weaknesses? What do we like to do? Just do that and continue to improve on them. Or build your weaknesses up. Like, don't get stuck in, well, it has to be this way. So, well, you know, we're not playing to our strengths. And so in the early days, that's it. You know, I'm basically working more odd jobs and DJ's earning the money and basically bankrolling it, which I'm assuming again is very much the not the norm, in how this is all structured, because that's, it feels like at the moment, you know, the husband or the male partner has the money or has the steady job and they're kind of having to, you know,
financially provide,
ask for the money.
Yeah.
Whereas I look now and I go with you guys, you know, again, the reality of basically me having a proper job, but kind of going, it doesn't bother. Like, if you just ask me, it's like, okay, yeah, like if you need it, let's do it, because I would have the same approach myself. So I'm not going to put different standards in to say, well, if I have this money and am going to give myself $10,000 to buy a program because I know it would help me, but then I ask a question of somebody else if they ask me that.
You know? I think that's the thing, like, about male confidence, where it's like, that's awesome when you kind of go, okay, all right, I need to invest in myself. We're going to borrow whatever, PS, you know, we're going to do this so that I can, you know, progress my business so we can financially provide for my family. It's like, okay, cool. Then because you're backing yourself, right? But why does it become a different conversation? Unless you truly, like, there's a different conversation if you're like, I don't think, honey, you're cut out for business. Like, that's a different conversation. But then it's like, okay, if you're not, then you need to invest yourself so you are, and the investment still makes sense. I'm not saying just in a Growth Plus Academy, but in anything that you're doing, right? Then it's like, why do the different rules apply? That's kind of my contention with this. It's like, oh, okay, if I were to do it, it's different to when I'm now giving you permission to invest our money into this thing. Yeah. Right? I think that's the thing that needs to be, you know, addressed.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing too, I know that I was like, I'm just going to sit back, but this is just such a fascinating conversation that I can't help, you know, I can't help myself. But, you know, even when I think a lot of times maybe because I'm trying to like also make this tactical, right? How can we as women, as female, like why do our partners who may be supportive in other ways, or, you know, why do they have maybe some issues in this particular path? Maybe it's like you growing your business or going down another path that almost doesn't really include them in a way. And I think sometimes what happens is change is scary. as humans again, like the change is scary for anyone. And sometimes I think like, you know, and I'm totally projecting here, but men maybe have this thing of like, A, they don't want things to change. And B, like, what if things change and they're either left behind or they, you know, you become a fundamentally different person. Like there's all these other things I think that subconsciously probably start to come up for them. So it's almost like if, you know, because we can't, you know, as much as we would love for things to just, for us to like click our fingers and things just magically change and that men suddenly have different outlooks or whatever it is that they need to, you know, deal with, that would be great. But in the absence of that, how is it that we can start to create the power ourselves to make some of these changes happen? So how is it that we can, if we do find ourselves in these situations of having husbands or partners or whoever that may not understand. They may not understand what it is that you do. They may not understand what it is that you want to do, what you want to invest in, like all of these things that you know yourself deep down is going to make a difference to not only your business, but also to your own person, like to yourself. How can we make our partners feel safe and comfortable in that decision and in that growth that we ourselves want to make?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a really important point because that's why it comes down to if you can understand what the sub dynamics are that's driving it, then you can hold the right space for the conversation. Mm. And, you know, goes back to, I think, masculine and feminine energies, not so much the masculine person and the feminine person more so, but if you can, identify that because it's likely the feminine energy in them that comes from that place of fear of being left behind, of potentially, you know, even when kind of go for men kind of saying, oh, well, I want to make sure that like, you know, domestic duties don't get neglected or whatever. And sure, you can hire someone to do that. But I think it's not necessarily, I think 90% of the time about making sure, hey, make sure you don't forget to cook and clean. But more so, as you say, it's going to disrupt family life in some way.
Yeah.
What does that look like? I'm uncomfortable. I'm looking for certainty. It's kind of coming from a more feminine place, right, than the masculine dominant space. So it's kind of like if you can, I think not judge them for that. Mm. This is part of the thing, right, to go, okay, let's, I want to do this. Like, how can we make this happen? Let's have a conversation and talk about those really unsexy things like chores and stuff.
Yeah.
And set boundaries around that and expectations around that. I think that would take away a lot of the problem, not all of them, because it's still an uncomfortable thing to navigate for sure. But it's like, what is the actual issue? And a lot of time it isn't just spending the money.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yes.
But I think to your point, because of their own implications of that money being spent, right? Doesn't mean suddenly you're not going to have time for me and for the kids and all of these things. And it's like, probably, but this is what it could look like. And this is how we can carve out time to make sure that's still met. So I think, that's definitely the way that you want to go about it. And not have a judgmental conversation. I know I get really like heated up about it. And a lot of the time some men do deserve that, I'm sure. Yes. But I think the majority of them are just trying to figure it out, just like all of us.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So I guess with that said, we are going to sign off. I'm thinking of calling this episode Why Bonner Hates Husbands. I think that's a good one. Yeah.
I think that's got to be the title.
Yeah, that's going to be the title. Yeah. So guys, if you...
But loves men. Can you say that? Hates husbands, loves men.
Okay, I'm sure we can put together a couple sound bites.
So guys, I hope that was helpful. We'd love to hear your feedback and your own thoughts on your own experiences, you know, whether you have a super supportive husband and it hasn't been an issue or how you've navigated that. Or on the flip side, if you maybe don't or haven't and how you've been able to navigate that scenario, we'd love to hear it. So please, if you've liked this episode, review and rate us at ratethispodcast.com/thegrowthboss. I'm trying to remember what it is. It's in the episode notes anyway. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.